All right, guys, so here's some financial questions for you. If you have extra money at the end of the week or at the end of the month, what's your instinct? Is your instinct to look for something to spend that money on? Are you excited to put that money away in savings? Or do you automatically look to pay down some debt? All right? So, Steve, you're where the money resides. You can go first or you can go last.
Well, go ahead, Tommy.
I'm stacking it. I'm putting it in the bank.
I knew that would be your answer.
That's me.
I'm stacking.
So you're excited to put the money in your savings.
Yeah, I like
it. If you have extra money at the end of the week or at the end of the month. Okay, Junior, you're next.
What? Stack
do you
what?
Do you want to spend it?
Why?
Do you want to save it?
Why, Shirley? Why stack anything? Y'all see me over here, been by myself for a year. I'm out here for ladies. I got dinner. Who want dinner? You want some dinner? Come on, I got it.
You stunting, Junior.
Hey, I'm stunting out here. Come on, I'm stunting.
So you're going to spend yours. Okay.
Girl, y'all see my truck. It's paid up.
That's funny, Junior.
Ready.
Stupid.
Ready.
All right, ready. Come on, where the money resides. You want
to Well,
spend
I mean,
it.
To be wanna... honest, my initial inclination is to go buy something.
Yeah,
to spend.
But then the better judgment of me says I don't put it away. I always look to invest. Saving money is fine. Nothing wrong with it at all. But I look for investments all the time. And I mean, like, if you a common person, just a regular working person, you know, the Acorn app is a great thing to get where all of your change rounds up to the nearest dollar, or you can make an arrangement where they take out more. But all of your change can be put into an account and they invest it for you. The stuff like that's out there, man, where, okay, like, for example, you pay a card. You got Acorn. And you pay your card through your Acorn app. And let's say you pay it with a $20, you know, something costs, you know, $30.48. Well, they'll round it up. You could say round it up to the nearest five or the nearest $10 or the nearest dollar. Let's say you spend $32 and you say round it up to the nearest 10. Then they'll charge you $40, but they'll take the $8 and put it in an investment account for you.
Oh, nice.
Or you could say round it up to the nearest dollar and you spend $34.25. They'll put 75 cents in the investment for you. And that's a smart way to grow your money instead of just saving. That's just a suggestion.
Yeah. So your initial instinct would be to spend it, but
you're rich.
You ain't never been me.
Dog, I've been everybody on this show.
So why you asking? I don't know what everybody came from. You know how I feel.
I've been everybody on this damn show. And I've been some places y'all ain't been. I've been below the poverty line. I've been in the dark y'all ain't seen. So don't ask me that, Junior. You ain't never been. No, you ain't never been.
All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk about June being Black Music Month right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.